Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Asep Miriam Ali coming back at you. We are back on the radio. I am so excited to be back on the radio show. Definitely excited to be back with today's topic. But before we get started, I want to first and foremost give all praise and glory to the one creator, the God of your understanding, and ensuring that you are in tune and in harmony with that oneness, especially coming in on the show and with beautiful intention, to exchange, with beautiful intention to share, with beautiful intention to be vulnerable and transparent, because really that is the only way of healing. That is the only way that we can truly, truly find ourselves in a state of being able to be productive, is with when we are being honest and transparent with everything that we are going through. So with that being said, I am a spiritual and energy healer. I do spiritual and energy readings. If you would like to schedule your reading, visit me at www.healerasepmiriamali.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Healer Asep Miriam Ali, the page. And you can call me to schedule or text me to schedule at 720-620-2316. I love what I do, okay? I absolutely love what I do. So I am blessed and honored to be able to serve in the way that I am, and the Creator use me in the way that I am, because I just get to be blessed like that. So we are going go ahead and move forward. First of all, big shout out to Timeless Multimedia Company for hosting the radio station now and ensuring that anything that happens will be through Timeless Multimedia from Healer Asep from here on out, and I'm honored for that. As well as if you are online right now, you are at www.blogtalkmedia.com/Timeless Multimedia Co. Or you can call in if you want to get in on the discussion, which is 646-787-8538. And I think you want to do that. You know what I mean? You can join us right now, and I am going to share it a couple of places and ensure that everybody knows we're on back online. We are, we'll be here every single Tuesday. So share. Bring people. Do all of that good stuff and make sure that you are here. Just make sure that you are here. Tonight, our topic is going to be extreme feminism and extreme chauvinism and the effects that it has on our community, because we tend to be really imbalanced, right, when it comes to what it means to be in tune with who we are. A lot of us will go on this knowledge of self and this quest of wanting to find out who we are and kill the noise of anybody else telling us who we are, right? We want to ensure that we're in a state of really knowing who we are without it being influenced by other people. And we usually go on a serious hunt, right, to make sure that no one is defining who we are in our manhood and who we are in our womanhood, which is beautiful, you know, which is what we you should be doing. And a lot of times we don't recognize that we go extreme in either way. And I'm going to ping pong back the chauvinism as well as the feminism that is just far too extreme, and how it's affecting our community, why we choose to do this, and then I'm going to give some solution on how to ensure that if we are on the tip of needing to find ourselves to the space where we are defining our womanhood and defining our manhood, we are not compromising the opposite sex. We are not compromising the balance to who we are, because we understand that all of those things are within us. And it takes a lot of humility to get to that space without feeling like someone who is strong in who they are compromises your own personal being. And we have to get to that space of understanding that that's just not the truth, right? That's just not the truth. So let's get into extreme chauvinism. And I'm going to start with manhood because we live in a patriarchal society. Okay, as a collective community, as a collective African-American community, we tend to want to constantly be in cahoots with white supremacy, right? And we should be, because it is completely a system that has completely torn our community down, and we do want to do this. The problem is that what I think a lot of black men do not recognize is that when you dismiss the patriarchal way that is distorted through white supremacy, you bring that distorted patriarchy into the black movement. Now, I do not, and I'm going to say this very strongly, I do not fault neither black men nor black women initially. It's not our fault, because these are the systems that we know and we have become accustomed to, and this has become our normal. So we will collectively think that we're going to address white supremacy and completely ignore the disgusting way of how patriarchy has influenced us. Patriarchy is real, okay? And patriarchy should be something that we are honoring and we are not dismissing, because that is a system that needs to be relevant. It needs to be in a space of being in harmony with everything else. I am not of a matriarchal understanding or patriarchal understanding. I am with the understanding that balance is understanding. So if you are in a matriarchal society, I do believe that usually matriarchal societies are far more balanced, because there is no need for power and control. And so brothers a lot of times will find their liberation from white supremacy, and because they are discrediting what the patriarchal views that have been infused in white supremacy, they don't realize that they very much resemble white supremacy when it comes to how they deal with their women. And our women, a lot of times, really don't know how to articulate it, because we are just excited to see our men standing up, right? And so we will silence ourselves and almost put ourselves on the back burner and become the very victim to another distorted system. And that system bleeds into the African-American community. And sisters I have to start with the chauvinism first, because sisters tend to want to create some type of balance of saying, we support you, brothers. We're here for you, brothers, and we want to know that you can stand up, and we want to be able to be your cheerleaders. We want to be able to support. We want to be able to believe in you. And we are so used to, see, this is the layers of white supremacy that has affected black women. We are so used to putting ourselves on the back burner. We are so used to not being enough. We are so used to all of the things that white supremacy tells us of our black womanhood, that when we see it and it is familiar from black men standing in blackness is enough for us to say, I'm willing to put up with it, because at least he's going to stop the white man from doing it. If I'm going to take abuse, I'd rather take it from the black man. That's essentially what we're saying, right? And it causes for a lot of times brothers who wake up, as we call it, and brothers who want to move forward in black movement, it is often misconstrued that really they are interested in upliftment of black community. They are interested in taking the white man's place. How dare you say that? No, you didn't just go there. I can't believe you just said that. How could you say, because I'm not interested in a black movement that is interested in replacing the white man in any way. In any way, we should all be concerned with a black movement that is independent of needing to have any type of role over another group of people. Because when we get back to our true selves, it is evident who we are as African people. It is evident. It is evident. No one else can endure what we have endured. No one else can go through what we have gone through. No one else can stand and be proud and develop culture out of nothing but nonsense. Nothing but nonsense is what we have been given. And eventually, we have to get into a space of clarity, of understanding, of knowingness, of saying, you know what? My black movement doesn't have to be discounting anyone else. We have been discounted enough to know we don't need to suffer and go through anything. We shouldn't be interested in anything that any other group of people are doing, whether it's negative or positive, because we are so consumed with actually moving. You know what I'm saying? When a baby starts walking, they are looking and trying to figure out which baby across the park is walking. They are consumed with making sure their one step gets them to the next step. And that is the attitude that we need to take. When it gets extreme, that distorted patriarchy from white supremacy that bleeds into the black movement, it is coming because we are so pained, right? So brothers find themselves in a space because they are not being sympathetic to the space of the black woman. They're not being sympathetic to the experience of the black woman. They don't even realize that the system was to have us competing with each other so that even in our own movement, we will compete on whose pain is deeper than the other's. We want to hurt more than the other person. How insane is that? It's insane. It is insane. But we will consume ourselves with being able to say, I'm a black man and I hurt more than the black woman. I'm a black woman and I hurt more than the black man. What? Think about that. Listen to that. Because I know it sounds silly when I say it. So I know it sounds silly when you hear it. And we will really fight. I have heard black men say black women are their enemy. When you call a sister your enemy, all you are doing is fulfilling white supremacy. Because white supremacists understood breaking up the family unit is the key to keeping us enslaved. See, the system is so cold that it is independent of needing a conductor or an operator anymore because we live up to these standards that have been implemented within us. So we will really, and this is what chauvinism believes, that the woman is their enemy, that the woman has to have some type of a control by a man, and all of this is bogus banana stuff, okay? Slavery was consumed by raping the black woman, and the brothers have forgotten, and they have taken on these white supremacist patriarchal views that are harmful to the woman because they're so consumed with trying to make sure that somebody understands their pain. And it's not anybody's fault. It is not the black man's fault. It is not black woman's fault. It is our fault once we know and we continue to conduct ourselves this way. That's when it becomes our fault because it's been a system. It's been generational, okay? We are generationally deep in this where our mama's mamas taught us this. Our daddy's daddies taught us this. We are generational in this. It is going to take the courage of those of us who understand that it is time for us to put some movement into ourselves. But see, we will get caught up. We will get caught up. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to be honest about nothing. We don't want to tell the truth and be transparent and vulnerable in saying that I don't know how to trust you, brother. I don't know how to trust you, sister. This is some brand new territory for us. But instead of saying that, we will implement and continue You can't be black power and not be black woman. You can't be black power and not be black man. It's impossible. It's impossible. Okay? So we will go so extreme. These brothers will go so extreme that they will feel they have to control a woman. They will operate in having a woman be fearful. They will operate in not ensuring that the woman is provided and protected, and will leave the woman hanging. Yo, this is who birthed the nation, and you aren't concerned with her? The extreme chauvinism that only you are to be dealt with, that only you are to be served, only you are to be honored, is nothing but fear. Through all of that, it still is nothing but fear. It's fear of doing your manhood other than what you have known, other than what you have been taught, and other than what you're willing to be transparent and vulnerable about. And until we get into a space, well, I'm not even going to go there yet because I need to attack the feminism. Now, the reason why I had to lead with the patriarchy and chauvinism is because it is another layer of oppression. And so brothers, because they are the strength, right? They get into their black liberation, and because they are the strength, they feel powerful that they finally believe they're kings. They finally know without a shadow of a doubt that they are kings, and they're confident in it, and they're walking in it. And it is somewhat a release of feeling oppressed. You're no longer comparing yourself to white men. You're no longer looking at the white man on some shoulda, woulda, coulda, I wish, I want. You're not looking at them in that light anymore. You're looking at yourself and you see it. Same thing happens for the sisters, right? Usually sisters get into feminism through black liberation. Why? Because we tend to think that in the black liberation, when we put ourselves on the back burner, at least in our private lives, it will be comfortable and we will be celebrated. And when that doesn't happen, it causes us to yearn to get from under that oppression. No one wants to be oppressed. No one wants to feel less than. No one wants to feel insignificant. No one, which is the reason why black liberation movements happen in the first place. So, brothers, you can't say that this is some emotional stuff. Because the reason why you're standing in your blackness is for the very same reasons that women tend to go find their own tribe of women within the sisterhood, right? And it is still distorted because of the same reasons. We are so consumed. The woman, I have seen sisterhood movements and goddesshood movements be so consumed with being able to say men aren't crap. Okay, that they will completely and totally neglect that they're giving energy into the crappiness of men. We don't need to. I don't be interested in oppressing brothers for the sake of being able to be heard. You don't have to. We have all. There is extreme feminism that will go as far as saying that men are useless. There is no point to them. There are women who will go as far as saying that our brothers are the biggest threat to who we are. Our brothers. Now, let me say this. I know the statistics, and I know there's going to be sisters on the line listening, and I have some feminist friends who I love dearly, and we just don't always agree. You know what I mean? But I know there are going to be some women who are going to say, you are coddling these men with their responsibility and their obligation. And I do understand being in a space of not being able to fully hold our men accountable because they don't want to receive it. I get that. And that leads us right into this next point. First and foremost, we collectively have to get beyond thinking that womanhood is femininity and thinking that manhood is masculinity. because it is not. It is not. Okay? This is a known understanding that as much as men like to say women are emotional, it is known that it is actually men who are emotional, right? And the proof is in the pudding because of statistically what happens in our families or what happened. We can't, there's no room for a woman to give up and walk away. And even though there are women who do, I'm not suggesting that it's only one-sided, but the balance of what it is it's majority the men, and a lot of times it's because of some emotional stuff. And emotion comes from ego and pride. Ego and pride. Sisters, we exude our ego and pride because we are consumed with, once we tap into our masculinity, that we want to compete with manhood because we know our masculinity. See, brothers are fearful. Brothers are not, there's no room for black men to be happy. Chance the Rapper has a hashtag going that I absolutely am applauding him for. Black boy smile. Like, smile. Brothers won't even allow themselves to enjoy beauty. They have been so hard up. They don't smile. They're not loving. They're not beautiful. They don't want to experience beauty. They rather experience, I mean, all of these things that have been indoctrinated, and this is the system. This is the system. This isn't anything against black women. This is the system. And sisters, if we continue to say, oh, the black man is our issue, is our problem, without opening ourselves to say, here's a healing platform. Now, I'm not saying that you have to subject yourself to abuse. I'm not saying that you have to subject yourself to anything that is harmful or ill treatment, not in any way. But we also have to take some responsibility that we both, men and women, have accepted each other's behaviors, have accepted how things go down. And if you know my work, you know I believe that the woman is going to heal all of this. You can judge a nation by the state of its women. And if the women are in a space of being in balance and in harmony, it leaves nothing but room for the men to do so too. Let me tell you something. When a man is more willing to be chauvinistic towards you and more willing than he is to actually embrace who you are as a whole woman, then instead of trying to extend yourself, you don't have to. Brothers, the same is true for you. If you are with a woman who is just completely and totally not accepting of who you are, or they are feeding into your ego more than they are into the development of who you need to become, you don't have to stay. We subject ourselves to the abuse just like we do within this country. There is no difference. There is no difference in as to what is happening within the black community and what is happening within the black community in relation to white supremacy. See, brothers, we need you to understand what you have done is just replaced the white man with yourself. You don't need to come in and oppress us. You don't need to control us. You don't need to whip us. You don't need to do none of the things that we have already endured ancestrally together as a unit. See, in slavery, we did it together. Now, the consumption has been, because we're in a patriarchal society, the consumption has been, now I'm going to do this to my woman, to my woman. And sisters, we have allowed certain behaviors to continue to move forward because of whatever fear, of whatever protection we think we're giving to somebody, because we don't want anybody, whatever the excuse is. See, when we get past wanting to have more blame towards somebody, we don't need to think that you are incapable of having harmony and balance. We will run from conflict and blame it on, see, this is why I don't deal with black men. See, this is why I don't deal with black women. And all that is an extension of extreme chauvinism an extreme feminism. Remember how feminism came in and manipulated our community and our movement. Don't think that the same didn't happen with chauvinism. Don't think that chauvinism wasn't introduced to us through the church, through Christianity, with how they depict women to men. Don't think that all of these things were not implanted and ingrained in us, because it was not our truth before. We didn't, no one would have even been okay. We used to heal with each other in a communal space. We don't talk to each other. We don't do none of that stuff. This is, we will go to systems that don't work for who we are as Africans in order to move forward in what we think is functional. But we claim that we're on some Black liberation stuff. African American communities across the country are plagued with Black men and Black women still competing with each other. And I don't care what your philosophy is. I don't care what your statistics are. How are we going to heal it? How are we going to move past it? How can we get to a space of saying, my masculinity as a woman, my femininity as a man is not going to be threatened by your manhood or by your womanhood? Because just because I am in tune with my femininity does not mean that I want to be a woman. Just because you are in tune with your masculinity does not mean that you want to be a man. That's not what that means. It means that there is harmony and understanding. See, you can't deal with manhood as a woman if you haven't fully got in balance and in harmony with your own masculinity. Well, what do you mean, Asset? I don't really have a lot of masculine energy. Well, whatever amount of masculine energy that you have, we all have it. We all are balanced with if there is a threat, man or woman, we are going to respond accordingly. If there is a need, we are going to respond accordingly. If there is an emotional need, we are going to respond accordingly. And we have these boxes in our head that were not planted from us. They were not planted from us. They were not infused from who we are. They were infused from the system of white supremacy that has been ingrained with a distorted idea of patriarchy. Right. And so because of that, the brothers are bleeding that into the Black community, which women receive. We receive you. That's why our internal, our sexual organs are inward. Men's are outwards. They give, we receive. So when we are receiving a layer of distorted patriarchy that is influenced by white supremacy, but just clothed in Black power, when we're receiving that, it's causing us to be distorted, our femininity, and it becomes feminism, another ism. And we don't need that. Chauvinism, feminism, these are things that are not, there's no room for in our community. And these are things that we have been ingrained in through white supremacy. It is not something that is in us innately. I just don't see that. When you see a beautiful, harmonious Black couple, you see where both parties have their strengths. You see where both parties have their love for one another. You see where both parties are able to communicate effectively. You see these are the formulas to happy relationships for anybody, Black, white, yellow, orange, green. I don't care what you are. But when we're talking about specifically the Black community, we don't know what that looks like. And we are afraid of our own selves. We think that being vulnerable and transparent means that we are weak, not knowing that being weak is being guarded and judgmental and all of these other things, and intolerable. That's weakness. That means you don't know how to deal with something. See, to be weak is to say, I can't pick up this barbell, so I'm not even going to try to. Showing your strength is saying, right now I can't pick it up, but I'm going to start training to ensure that I can in a month. That's strength. That's willingness. You have to be transparent in saying, my arms are weak right now, but that doesn't mean that I can't work on them and get this barbell up when I want to. See, we'll do it for everything else. We'll do it. We'll do it. Even in our black liberation, we will lie. Boy, we will lie. We got people who will lie on our community in the state of black liberation. We will lie. We will post it. Our movement is so beautiful that it's knowing good and well there's a man who is sleeping with four different women, and there's four different women sleeping with two different men, and there's a whole bunch of drugs. We will act like that's not going on for the sake of a drum circle. Get out of here. For real. I don't care if y'all don't think that was funny. It was funny to me. But the truth is you have to get into a space of being honest and recognizing that you have healing to do. You do. And until everyone can get into a space of being honest with themselves and transparent with whoever they need to practice the healing with, ideally it would be in relationships. Because the breakdown of the black family unit is what has affected our black community the most. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not white supremacy. White supremacy just had a system to ensure that breakdown happened. But we keep eating the cake. We keep saying, we're going to let this happen. We keep saying, okay, this is how we're going to move forward, and it's going to continue to be anti-man, anti-woman. And what does that make? How much honor is in that? Why would you want to move in that way? See, until we get into a space of harmony within yourselves, you don't even understand why. You don't even understand why you don't get the idea of competing with each other. Black men and black women will compete with one another and have so much pride in doing it until it costs them an entire family instead of figuring out how to be in harmony. Brothers, we don't want to fear you. Stop being fearful. It's not what came first, the chicken or the egg. It's take responsibility for yourselves. Just as we have allowed these brothers to walk around in their chauvinism and applaud them because we're just happy that they're not being ran by white supremacy. We're just happy to see a brother who has the courage to really be a black man. And that's beautiful. It really, really is. But it shouldn't be at the expense of black womanhood. It shouldn't. And until sisters get secure enough within themselves to say, I'm going to hold some standards and some accountability to myself so that you can't come in and dictate my womanhood. We have had brothers think that they can define womanhood. We got a man who wrote a book, The Lady, Think Like a Man. What? And we ate that up. And we're wondering why these men think they can run our vaginas. You know what I'm saying? We're wondering why these men think that they can. You can't. Why would I want to think like a man? For what? Think about that. That means that in our household, for the people who read this book and are really, really thinking like a man in their head, that means that there are two man minds in the home. So who is nurturing? So who is loving? So who is teaching? And why do we think that the qualities of femininity and the qualities of our womanhood means weakness? Because it really doesn't. It's really the strength. It's really the foundation. It's really everything that any nation needs. Everybody on this planet has come through a womb. Not one person has not come from a womb. And let me say this, even with the immaculate birth. Let's just look at that. We have been fed, even if it's Christianity, we have been fed through white supremacy, through slavery, through Christianity, that these immaculate births, and Jesus is not the first immaculate birth. We had, in African culture, we have stories of immaculate birth. What was the missing factor? The man. We're trying to figure out how this woman got pregnant. But it's still, even through the miracle of birth, even through the miracle of immaculate conception. The woman is still required, but we will quiet our womb to make a man's balls big. Get out of here, sisters. And then you get mad because they act distorted and they act crazy with you and they act like they think they have the control. You contributed to that. Brother, why do you want that control? What is wrong with you? Why do you want to even think that you are responsible for another soul besides your own? And why do you think that being loving and compassionate and caring and kind is equal to weakness? You don't want to make yourself vulnerable. Vulnerable to what? No one is attacking you. You are not under attack when you are dealing with sisters. And if you feel that way, reconsider what you think is strength. If you can't stand before one another, man and woman, if we can't stand before one another and say, yo, this is what's up for me. This is what's up for you. But you can pick up that barbell, like I said, pick up that barbell and do that muscle work. But you can't do the spiritual muscle work. You can't do the spiritual workout. Stop it. To think that there's anything of a black liberation movement without it being based in spirituality is nothing but conforming to the system of white supremacy. I don't care what your spirituality is. If your spirituality is Christian, I'm Muslim. If you're Christian, if you're Buddhist, if you're whatever you are, if it makes you act kind and compassionate and you really are serious about healing, who can, that's not my business. Whatever you do with God, that's your business. But how you deal with me, if you're a brother, you are not going to dishonor. If you're a sister, you are not going to dishonor. Brothers, you need to have the same attitude. There is no right or wrong. You know why? Because you're not God. Because you're not God. Sisters, you know what? You're not God. We like to say, there's a lot of people who say, you know, the black woman is God and the black liberation movement. The black woman is God. If there was an image of God, it would be the black woman. Okay. And I come from the school of thought of goddesshood and godhood. Okay. I do not think it's blasphemous to honor that the God energy is within us all. I don't think it's blasphemous to have my attribute. I do believe that the attribute of our set is who I am, of Mary, Jesus' mother, is who I am. All of this stuff, I do believe that is an attribute that that is naturally me. This is, our set was not the, no, and we are so caught up, and then that's another thing too in black liberation. We don't even study. We think that we hear the word gods and goddesshood and all of this stuff, and we automatically think blasphemy. And instead of studying and understanding that all that is saying is attributes, that's all that's saying. And then we're still taking the white man's interpretation of it being God and goddess. We still don't really truly know. That's why you have to tap into your own spirit, but that's a whole nother show. I ain't going to talk about that. Maybe we'll do that next show, talk about black spirituality and how all of it is connected through Islam and Christianity. That's probably the next show. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off subject. When we are in that space of our spirituality, you cannot have a black liberated movement without spirituality. You cannot have any, and not spirituality where everyone is the same spiritual practice. I mean spirituality where every walk is honored. However, you get, because we know you're getting there through your Africanness. Your Africanness is what is the bind, not what you choose to read, what you choose to pray to, what you choose to, that's your business. That's your business. Because don't nobody know why Islam came to me. Don't nobody know why Christianity came to you. Don't nobody know why Buddhism came to you. But we will systematically use this chauvinism that we have been introduced through Christianity, through Islam, through all of these stories where it is male heavy, we will bring that chauvinism into our community, and the sisters will scream. They will go extreme. They will lie. They will scream and holler. They will be loud. They will protest. They will fight. They will say they are against their men. They will do everything. And if you look at how women react in the black liberation movement, it is no different than how the black liberation reacts to white supremacy. Not at all. Not at all. I'm going to put you on blast. I'm going to call you on your stuff. I'm going to let it be known. I'm going to spread the word. I'm going to ensure that the word is out there that you're not no good. I'm going to do all of these things. It's no different. Different headlines, but the tactics are the same. And it's because whenever someone is trying to be in control of another being, whenever, however it is, and sometimes the chauvinism and the feminism affect the sisterhood and the brotherhood. Sometimes men will be, well, I can't speak for the brotherhood, but I'll talk about the womanhood and the sisterhood. Sometimes extreme feminists will be in the sisterhood, and they are so gung-ho on being extreme feminists that they become counterproductive to the sisterhood. I can't imagine that doesn't happen in the brotherhood too. But I will let you know that what does happen collectively is that this extreme, and I use extreme intentionally, because I think that there is a healthy space of being proud to be a black man. There's a healthy space of being proud to be a black woman. I think it's a healthy space to be in when it is not distorted. But when it becomes extreme, to the point where you want to call out men specifically or generally, or you want to call out women specifically or generally, then what happens is you become counterproductive to the movement, and you are contributing to the need to compete. You don't have to compete with manhood, and you don't have to compete with womanhood. And if you in any way feel that way, if you feel like somehow your womanhood is threatened, or your manhood is threatened, you are continuing that cycle of threatening energy. It's not until you get secure enough in your own masculinity to say, I'm not fearful of anybody. That's a trait of masculinity, not having fear. And whatever belief you have, there is all belief systems instruct us to fear nothing but God. Well, to be fearless is a masculine trait. Not manhood, it's a masculine trait. We tap into that survival of the fittest, and that's a masculine thing. And then, no matter what belief system you have, Christian, Buddhist, Islam, whatever it is, we are taught to be compassionate, to be forgiving. That is a trait of femininity, not womanhood, femininity. It doesn't say, none of these books say, men, be fearful. It says everyone be fearless. Excuse me, not fearful, fearless. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say women be compassionate. It says everyone be compassionate. Everyone be forgiving. Everyone be nurturing. Everyone be welcoming. Everyone be transparent, vulnerable, honest. These traits are nothing but divine masculinity and divine femininity that we all are to tap into. But because we have been taught through white supremacy, chauvinists and feminists have sprouted from the root of white supremacy into the Black Liberation Garden. And it is up to us to hold it accountable and to say, no, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. You can't be chauvinistic in Black liberation. It doesn't make sense. You can't be chauvinistic in spirituality. Okay? And a lot of times, just like white supremacy was used religion to pacify us with white supremacy. Same is true. It was a system. They systematically did this. Same is true. Not only did they give, see, we are focused just on the white supremacy. We won't focus on, they also pacified us with women aren't enough, men are everything. We don't want to talk about that because then we're talking about power. That means you have to remove yourself, brothers, from wanting the same power that white man has. See, because if you didn't want to control your woman, what in the world makes you think that you are not comparable to the white man who wants to control our whole community? It's the same thing, just a different headline. I see a lot of people on the line. If you want to get in on the discussion, go ahead and press 1, and I can bring you in on the line. I would love to hear your thoughts questions, comments, experiences, whatever it is that you have. And especially because it's our first show back, I really want to encourage everybody to do the talk part of Blog Talk Radio. But I know my audience, and I have been told for years, a lot of times when you guys don't speak, it's because you're learning and you're taking your notes. This is an exchange. I don't want to always be the one speaking, and I would love to hear what your thoughts are. Back into when we're talking about I forgot. I have to say, go visit me at www.healeroffsetmariamali.com. You can schedule your spiritual and energy reading at 720-620-2316 or find me on Facebook. I think I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Same name, Healer Offset Mariam Ali. And you can find me there. We do have a caller on the line. 1165, last four digits. State your name if you like. Question, comment, or concern?
Peace, Umi. This is Ascari. Peace.
Hey, brother, yo. How are you?
I am well. I'm just enjoying the show. I do have some comments. I do have some feedback. First of all, I want to say that you are killing it right now. Killing it. And I can really appreciate
you.
That. Straight
Thank
up.
You.
Secondly,
Thank
secondly,
you.
I want to say chauvinism is gay, period. Not going to sugarcoat it. That's gay. And I don't mean happy gay. I mean faggot, period. And I'm not bashing. I'm not, don't get me wrong, but that's gay. And it has no purpose in any black liberation movement. Period. It has no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Wait, before you move on, elaborate on why that's gay, because I agree, but definitely elaborate on why chauvinism is gay. But please elaborate on that so that people aren't walking away like, what does that mean? Help us understand the traits of how chauvinism shows up as being gay.
Well, exactly. It shows up as being gay because it doesn't really pay homage to the balance that the natural order of things. You know, anytime that you want to dominate or that you want to suppress the balance of masculine and femininity. There's a problem there, and you just want to rule with your rod, excuse me, for lack of a better term. And I'm just saying that, you know, psychologically, there's some serious issues. Anytime you're not honoring the role of a woman, for real,
mm-hmm.
honoring it and recognizing it, and you, like I said, you want to suppress it or you want to dominate that. There's a serious problem there, and that is not of us. We are not of that cloth. That is something that, again, as you said, it was presented to us through slavery and other systems of the sort, or any system that came out of that. So that's why I say it's gay, because there's no way, and like you said, there's no way that you can have a spirituality or a black liberation or any type of movement without honoring the woman and that feminine principle. There's no way. It just doesn't work. It's out of order with all of nature.
Can I just make a comment? Sisters,
absolutely.
Sisters, brothers, when we hear you say you rather follow a man than honor your woman, it just, and because we don't want you to follow us. We want you to honor us and have us in harmony and balance with you. But when you are more consumed with manhood as a man, that's what gay men do. And so it comes off very suspect, like, whoa, like, hold on. You rather be, and I know the same is true because I have heard brothers say, if you're a feminist, you're probably a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? So I know
right.
the energy of how we receive it is the same. So
right.
please know that just how you guys may feel when we're extreme feminists that we have to be lesbians, we feel the same way when you're extreme chauvinist. And I don't think we say that enough, because being gay to black men is very touchy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very touchy subject that we don't want to offend. And again, we'll silence ourselves. But the truth is that when you're an extreme chauvinist and you're doing that, it seems gay. You know what I'm saying? It seems gay. Just as extreme feminism seems like lesbianism. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to elaborate on clear that up.
That's peace. I appreciate that. So, and that, you know, that kind of leads me to the question that I have, not so much for you, but for just the our folks, our family that's listening. You know, this is very important that we, because I think this is a part of the system that we're not recognizing, we don't see. So my question is, it's a two-part question. My question is, what image do you hold of yourself, and is the image that you hold for yourself, is it your image or is it another entity's image, and particularly that of systematic oppression or psychological removal? Now, the reason I ask that is if you look at the images that are shown or portrayed in the television, social media, even the radio, the music that we listen to, it's always something that puts us against one another and have us competing against one another, where men and women are at odds with one another, and throwing off the natural order of things, which is balance. Now, can you name something in nature that doesn't have its balance? You know, for the sun, there's the moon. For up, there's down. For positive, it's negative. Hot and cold, day and night, left and right, male and female, masculine and feminine. This is a principle of order and balance, and it's in everything, even in technology. If you look at your computer or your phone, look at your outlet, it's masculine and feminine. It's masculine and feminine, you know, and that's a principle that's in most things that need a charge or need to be given life or power or energy. It's male and female. What does it plug into? The female. The male plugs into the female. And when you ask your tech guys at your local Best Buy or whatever, they going and you say, man, I got a problem with my computer. I got this or that, or I need to get a USB cord for my computer, or I need to get a charger for my phone. Or they say, well, is it male or female? Meaning, does it receive, or does it or does it give? You know, and so that's a life principle. It's giving life, and this is something that it's in everything if we really pay attention. But no matter what it is, either way, it's balance, and it's not at odds with one another. There's not, you know, the moon and the sun, they do its thing. They stand in there stationary doing its thing while the earth rotates on its axis. It looks like, you know, the sun is going down or the moon is doing this. Really, it's just doing its thing. It's natural order, and it's that balance, and that's just the way it is. But it's only with us do we have this distraction. Why is that? Could it be because of the systematic removal, the systematic oppression? We call it white supremacy, right, in which it really is. But why is that? Why is it? It's not by accident. It's not coincidental. This is done with purpose, reason, and cause. If we look at ourselves through the lens of introspection or inspection instead of expectation, meaning looking inwardly instead of outwardly, we will begin to show up in a more productive and useful manner for ourselves in the whole. You know, so that's the question that I pose to the family: is how do you, what image do you hold of yourself, right? Because if you're constantly consumed with what's going on in the media, social media, TV, and you watching, you know, what is affectionately and referred to as ratchet TV, you know, these are the images that we're taking in, and it's a thing about our brain. You know, there's a there's a function in our brain called the hippocampus, and this thing, this function, it stores and retrieves conscious memories and processes set off by stimulus to establish context, right? So with this hippocampus and receiving the information that receive it, basically stores it, and then we see ourselves playing this stuff out. So is the image that you hold of yourself, is it your own? Or is it something that you've seen played out and you ain't even really conscious of it because it's been going on for so long, we kind of been raised by this stuff. So, again, it goes back to inspection and introspection, meaning digging within and finding your true self, right? And recognizing the balance and recognizing that principle of masculine and femininity or feminine within ourselves. And you had mentioned something about the black man leaving the home and leaving the home unprotected, and I'm kind of digressing and going on to another on to something else. But you had mentioned that the black man will leave the black family, the black woman, and the black child unprotected and secure and financially, taken care of. And this is the thing that even white supremacy doesn't do. White supremacy, they ain't leaving their people, they ain't leaving their folks.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is something that comes from and like I said, going back to what you said, you know, we can't really blame our brothers and sisters, our men, because it's something that was handed down to us through Willie Lynchism, and really taking it back to further to the German Johann Bomenbach. You know, this was handed down to us, and so it's ancestral. It's within our ancestral thread or our ancestral DNA. This is something that's just being passed down to us. But that's not an excuse, because once you know, you know, and you have to act like you know. So it's not an excuse, right? So again, I say this: turn off the TV, turn off the goddamn TV with the ratchetness. Excuse me, not blaming that. Turn off the radio with all the craziness, you know, and look within, tap into that ancestral DNA, and find that greatness that we really are, and find your real who you really are, and show up as that, and get away from. What's been given to you, because it's not yours. It's given to you for a reason.
Right.
So what image do we hold of ourselves? I wanted to get that off for me. I had to get that off.
and that image has been so ingrained of one another. It's even beyond just ourselves. What is the image that we hold of the black man as sisters, and what is the image that we hold of the black woman? And if we don't understand, we can understand collective economics, right? We can understand collective movement coming together for an event. But we can't understand collective spiritual intention. That don't make no sense. Which that's who we are more than anything. You know what I'm saying? And we have to collectively, within the sisterhood, say, I am projecting our kings to be kings in balance and harmony. Brothers, we need you to collectively project. I am projecting my queens to be queens and in balanced harmony. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. So it's just, not seeing ourselves proper means we can't see each other proper, which is why we have to deal with femininity and masculinity within ourselves.
And that's where it always starts. It starts with self. That's my belief. It starts with self, and then it extends into like the family unit, and then the community collectively, and then you know the world. You know, that's my belief. You know, I wanted to call in and get that off, because I think that's a big part of it. Not only that, but the way we think about ourselves. You know, and the way we think about the way we think. Period. You know, that has a big. So we're dealing with our thoughts, and we're dealing with the image that we hold of ourselves and of our people. When we get that corrected, I mean, we closer to the promised land.
And it's It's necessary. It's necessary. And thank you so much for calling in. We right on time. I do schedule the show for 2 hours, but when we get full and we're fed, I don't have to keep hearing myself talk. Thank you, Brother Sky. I can't wait till you get back on the radio, too. So whatever that's supposed to happen, we're going to let that happen. I'm not going to pressure nothing, but can't wait to be listening to your show. And God willing.
Inshallah, it's coming. Yeah,
I know. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Brothers and sisters who are on the line, thank you for joining. If there's anyone else who would like to get on the line, go ahead and press 1. If not, like I just said, I don't have to continue to hear myself talk, but I do love to hear the feedback and have exchanges. Brother Scar gave us some beautiful jewels that are right on point and right exact and what we needed to hear, especially from the masculine and male perspective. In the meantime, join me every single Tuesday. If you enjoyed today's show, bring 2 more people to the show next week. It's every single Tuesday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let's continue to grow this show in the way that we have been doing for the past going on 8 years. That's bananas, yo. And let's continue to do this work. My name is Hila Asad Miriam Ali. You can find me at www.hilaasadmiriamali.com. If you want to get a spiritual energy reading, hit me up, 720-620-2316. Or you can find me online on Facebook. Everything is Hila Asad Miriam Ali. So you can just find me there and we can start moving forward from there. I love everyone, let's heal, let's get our minds right, let's get our bodies right, but the foundation of it all is to get our spirits right so that we can show up for the other entities of who we are, which is that mind and that body. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. It is Mercury retrograde, so be slow to how you communicate and be compassionate in your communication. And we got until the 22nd, so we're going to show our spiritual strength, and show that we can get through whatever obstacles are going to show up, because they are, and that's okay. Y'all be well, and I will see you next Tuesday.